bless you, and thank you for always tuning in to listen to our 5 minutes of wisdom. This is Walter Sindaka, your regular host on our Spotify, Anchor, Wisdom platforms. You can search our name on Google and follow us on any of the platforms and listen to our audio podcast. God bless you. We've received testimonies and upon testimonies of what God has been doing in the lives of men, listening to us, those that received physical healings and those that have received personal healings, internal healings, spiritual healings, especially those that have received inner healing. And the inner healing they have received have given birth to a more realistic life, a better life course, and has given them the opportunity to have the healing, the physical healing of their own bodies. I pray that this podcast will go nations, will travel nations, and as you listen, your hearts will be tuned to the frequencies of the heavenlies, and that God Almighty will bless you. I pray the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and that whatever burden you have been going through, God will remove it. Now we're looking at burning, B-U-R-N-I-N-G, burning. So that is the series we'll be running out with on this platform in this season. And we will divide it into seasons. Today we're doing season one, which is an introduction, burning. Bible speaking in Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 29, it says, "Have you seen a man who is diligent, who is skillful, and who has essence in his works? He said, he shall be a man that will stand among kings, and he shall not stand among mean men, or men of no essence, men of no purpose." Burning. Have you come to a point in your life where energy is fading out of you, and yet you don't have time to sit yourself down and refresh yourself? You need to listen to burning. Have you had a time where you are choked up with so many ideas and choked up, your mind is too full, and yet you want to receive peculiarities and specific instructions on what to do next, and yet you can't lay finger on any? You need to listen to burning, because sometimes we burn out our energy doing physical activities that will not outlive us. And the creativity within us is dormant, or is made to be latent, or is silent because of our inability to put our bodies down and think through. Have you seen a man who is skillful in his ways? A skillful man is a man of details. So many of us are so busy with life, we do not listen to ourselves, we do not watch our lifestyle, our feeding is not washed, and so we overwork ourselves and overburn ourselves, and we come to a point where we can't continue anymore. And sometimes the people we are burning our energy for do not watch at us to even know when we need them to support us with their energy. You need to listen to burning. Have you seen a man who is diligent in his ways? A man that will put all his energy and force until he sees result. There's a generation of men God is raising. And I know that these seasons of burning will raise that generation. It's a generation of men that will sleep with their two eyes open, skillful men. Men that will watch systems and transcend dispensations. Men whose impact will outlive them and become transgenerational. Well, I'm looking at a generation of men God is raising through this podcast, that even death will be afraid of them. Not because they can't die, but because death has nothing to do to them. These are men that have been dead to their bodies, but then they are alive through their ideas. Have you come to a point where you need your ideas to be propagated, and you need to think out of the box and break a cycle of friends and influence and get new life, renew yourself like the eagle? You need to listen to burning. Burning is going to help you revive your strength, revive your life, and give you a better life course. I know that tomorrow's edition, that is season two, I'm going to dive straight into that which we have to be treating in this season. And I believe that you will share it with others and keep them to follow us on Spotify, follow us on Anchor, like the podcast, share it, make it your favorite, send us your testimonies, and God bless you. I pray that some of you will become partners to this online ministry. And through your seeds and through your prayers and through your contributions, God will begin to move to nations through this 5 minutes podcast and then do his miracles. No time is too small for God and no seed is too small to grow. God bless you. I've been your brother and friend, Walter Sindaka. Let me pray with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we are praying that in this season of a new thing, do a new thing in the life of your daughter, the life of your son listening to me. And Lord, that you will go beyond my voice and you'll go beyond this system. And Lord, do that which only pleases you in the name of Jesus. God bless you.